I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Have you ever built something? Maybe you are gifted in the area of construction, or maybe you are super creative and can make something spectacular through crafts, glue, popsicle sticks, and so on. I remember going to the beach as a kid and having a plastic shovel and a pail, determined to build a sandcastle that could withstand the crashing waves of the tide coming in. I would start out digging and finding very quickly that as fast as I emptied the watery, flood-filled sand from my digging, it quickly filled back up with more watery sand. My walls would wash away. My fort was being overwhelmed by the flood of saltwater waves. Why did this happen? I discovered quickly that I needed a firm foundation. The Apostle Paul was a tent builder, as well as the Apostle to the Gentiles. He writes to the Corinthians that for someone to develop a strong, lasting faith, they need to build it upon Jesus Christ only. No other foundation will do. It will eventually crumble and wash away by the rushing waves of this world. Paul stated this in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 10 through 15. According to the grace of God, which was given to me, like a wise master builder, I laid a foundation, and another is building on it. But each man must be careful how he builds on it. For no man can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each man's work will become evident. For the day will show it, because it is to be revealed with fire, and the fire itself will test the quality of each man's work. If any man's work which he has built on it remains, he will receive a reward. If any man's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. Notice he is acknowledging that his ability to build as a wise master builder is according to God's grace that he received. He, as God's servant, is faithful to his calling. He is careful how he builds on the foundation of Christ. Then Paul elaborates some of the items that may be used to build upon this foundation. In verse 12, he mentions gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw. Whatever the items used, the builders that use them, their work will be seen. For the day will show it, because it is to be revealed with fire, and the fire itself will test the quality of each man's work. The Message states it this way: take particular care in picking out your building materials. Eventually, there is going to be an inspection. If you use cheap or inferior materials, you'll be found out. The inspection will be thorough and rigorous. You won't get by with a thing. If your work passes inspection, fine. If it doesn't, your part of the building will be torn out and started over. Now, I'm building not because I want to glorify and honor myself. No, I'm building from the outpouring of God's grace and his giftings that he's poured out in Christ. For by grace are you saved through faith. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2, 8, 9. God gives the gift of salvation by believing in Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. God then gives spiritual gifts, abilities that I as a believer can use for his glory and honor to accomplish the plans and purposes he has prepared. God does all this because he loves you and me. I learned as a child to listen to my earthly father telling me that I needed to build on a stronger foundation. So I backed up, found harder sand and dirt, and began to build. Eventually, my sandcastle withstood the crashing waves as the tide came in. What foundation are you building upon? Is it Jesus Christ? Have you received him as your Savior and Lord? Is he your rock, your firm foundation? Why not ask him to help you discover your spiritual gifts to bring him honor and glory as you build? The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. You can learn more about the ministries of our church by signing up for our newsletter at zaccma.org. You can follow us on Instagram or Facebook and subscribe to our podcast channel wherever you listen to podcasts.